Welcome back to another edition, Talk Nerdy to Me. I'm your host, Troy Stegner. Before I get into this review, I'm going to ask you, like always, one favor, subscribe. It helps us a lot with the metrics. Pandering done. Looky, looky, comic bookie. We have Magic the Gathering, number 3. You probably remember, and if you don't, you can go back at previous videos and see the review for number 1 and 2. You know that there was an attack on Ravnica and it looked like it was centered around Jace. So they have a big guild meeting. This is a rehash of 1 and 2. They have a big guild meeting, for the guild pack, trying to figure out what's going on. And everybody suspects Dimir because, House of Spies. Dimir was not represented at the guild pact. So they decide we need to find out why they aren't here. Why aren't you represented? Why aren't you answering this call? So, you got some of your bigger baddie, or your big bad planeswalkers there. You got Vraska, Kaya, and Ral Zarek. And I believe they are all guild masters. If not, they have been at one time or another. Going to, underground, Ravnica, and they explained in the beginning, Ravnica's huge. I mean, they said you could walk your whole life and never cross the same street twice. And then on top of that, you have underground, which is, where the Golgari and Rakdos and all those guys like to hang out because they don't like the surface. So at the end of number 2, you saw that some assassins tried to jump the guys and the planeswalkers. They took them out pretty quickly. But Dimir, I guess, set something up in their spies that once they die, their mind gets wiped. So that other planeswalkers won't be able to glean information from them. Well, Vraska, being, her guildmaster, they're able to kind of bring them back as basically mindless zombies. And her thinking is, their most base instinct is going to be to return home, go to the Dimir Guild Hall, which, not too many people have seen the Dimir Guild Hall, Duskmantle. It's underground and it's protected by a bunch of spells, memory spells, and traps, and other such things. So it's only been seen by the higher ups in Dimir, the Duskmantle Guild Hall. So her plan kind of works, and those three are following the zombies that they created, the Dimir spy zombies, through the underground. And Vraska's even mentioning it. This is just, it seems way too easy. Usually there's a bunch of traps. They want to protect their guild hall, which, yeah, duh. Just because the guild pack kind of works for law and order doesn't mean they get along. They just kind of tolerate each other to the point of not causing a war. But then you got, it flashes back to some other assassins who are taking out people, and they're leaving a certain guild symbol at each one of these assassinations or murders, I guess you would call it. Here's a couple more. So they're either with that guild hall or they're trying to frame them. We will see. But as they get closer, to Duskmantle, Ral Zarek's even saying, they recorded 3 explosions, known explosions, but he was saying that his machine measurements are showing that it should have been more than just those 3 by the vibrations and seismic activity that was going on. And then they kind of find out why, because when they get to Duskmantle, wow, the other bomb must have gone off there, because the Dimir house looking pretty much on fire, like it got exploded. Don't know why, because you're led to believe in the first one that they were kind of after Jace, but maybe it's a concentrated effort against more than just Jace. We're going to find out soon. This one, number 3, I'm going to tell you to keep subscribing to it. And they got a teaser for number four. You can see the big bad dude there. Was it Tezzeret, I believe. He's probably behind this somehow. And I'm going to say keep this one subscribed. Keep this one subscribed. Magic the Gathering. This particular issue was kind of a slow one. Kind of reminds me of Samwise and Frodo going to take the ring back to Mordor. You know, kind of secretive. They're journeying through all this place where they shouldn't be. And then they get there and they find that the Dimir house is decimated. Not a lot of action. I mean, there was a little bit. They fought some wild thralls and there were some Rakdos gangs, a gang that they came across and dispatched pretty easily. You can tell they're setting it up for something. Especially with somebody assassinating all these dudes and putting the guild symbols up. So we're gonna find out what's going on with this. Hopefully, I believe this is an ongoing. I don't think it's a limited series. I could be wrong, but I like the first two. Number three, it wasn't bad, but you could tell they had that feeling it was setting something up. They're working toward I'm sure a confrontation with Tezzeret somewhere down the line, and gonna have it out and. Maybe it'll all be revealed to us then what is going on with this story. So keep this one on your subscription list for now. If it doesn't pick up in the number four, number five, then I would say drop it down to picking it up off the shelf. And if it doesn't pick up after that, I would say drop it. But I have a feeling next issue is going to jump right back into the action and start being interesting again. Maybe bring in some more names that we know, and we will see. So that was my review, Magic the Gathering number 3. If you like that review, and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe. It does help us with the metrics and allows us to do more videos like this for you guys for free. And while you're at it, hit the bell icon. You'll be notified whenever we put up a new video. And until you see that new video, later nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl, in an RPG?